Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Let's welcome everybody watching online, will you? Kick the devil's teeth in mood here lately. I tell you, most of what Jesus spoke about that was recorded in the Word was about money. And you know, it's interesting because it's God's heart for us to have financial strength. You know, and some of us have different vocations, and some of us have different skill sets and aptitudes and other things. And there's some skill sets that we might have a natural feel that won't produce like incredible income in our life. And it's not about the money, okay? I talked about this Sunday. How many of you guys were here Sunday? Let's skip the math, okay, right now. Let's just, instead of thinking of the tithe as 10%, let's think of the tithe we're giving God the first thing in our lives. And yeah, it's 10%, but it's the first 10%. And it boils down to, just in review, that there's two questions and a statement that kind of kick this off for me. The first question is, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in your life? And now listen, not financially, all right? Like we'll tackle that another day, where you can pick a figure that you want to have, and you want to save that amount of money, or you want to pay this much down on your house, or whatever it is. Let's just think: where do you want to be in your lifestyle? Where do you want to be in your quality of life? All right? Because I'll just be real honest with you, Pastor Sandy and I. Sandy, do you mind standing? And I just want to welcome Sandy in here today. But we've always considered the quality of our life not determined by how much money we had or how much money we made or how much money was coming in, okay? And to me, where do you want to be is almost like the old game you'd play, word association. If I say need, you say met, okay? That's what comes out of our mouth right away, that we think about our lives like this, that when we think about our life, we think prosperity, we think peace. And see, and remember, and write this down, a synonym of and you could just put an equal sign, but prosperity equals peace. All right? That's simple. It's not how much money you have. All right? I consider myself wealthy. You know why? All my needs met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That God's given me the power to get wealth to establish His covenant. That my Father's in heaven, and on earth as it is in heaven, and He owns cattle on a thousand hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everywhere I look, that I have stewardship of everything that I see. I can take ownership. Everywhere the sole of my foot lands, I possess that land. That I have dominion over everything that flies and everything that runs and everything that crawls and everything that slithers and everything that swims and everything that burrows. Everything. I have dominion in my life. That God's called me to occupy on this earth. And the occupation that we have on this earth is an occupation that's based upon authority. It's not just existence. We're not just getting by. We live a life of authority, okay? Write that down. My life is a life of authority. My words have power. Man, the power of life and death is in my tongue. Man, as I go, so goes the church. As the church goes, so goes our nation. As our nation goes, so goes the world. See, that's the mindset that we have. And it's not just a takeover mindset regarding business or regarding property or regarding, no, it's a takeover mindset of spiritual authority in our lives. And the only way we can have that is if we're submitted to God's word in our lives. See, what Paul said is, follow me as I follow Christ. Meaning, as long as we're following after the word. If the word's what's being preached in here, and you know, these messages, I felt like the message Sunday wasn't necessarily a brownies and ice cream and whipped cream with a cherry on top message. It was probably cauliflower and broccoli without butter or salt, raw. But, you know, some of you guys are going, oh, my gosh, that would be awesome. We should have that tonight. I'm not going to eat with y'all. I'm not going to hang out with y'all. I can't eat. Sandy, we can't hang out with people that eat raw cauliflower and broccoli. And there's people that do that. Can we, Sandy? No, we cannot. We need to. Sandy said we need to. Where do you want to be? It's an easy question. The second question is, what do you really believe? What law occupies your heart? Because that's what's going to determine what you believe. See, the Bible says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So what do you believe? Do you believe God's a healer? Do you put boundaries on that? Do you put limits on that? Is God the healer? Do you believe that God contends with what contends with you? Do you believe that? Do you believe right now that if you've got an issue, if you've got a kid that's away from God, that you're contending with that in your heart? Do you believe that God's contending with that situation? Yes. See, God doesn't lose matches that he's wrestling. See, and that's what we have to understand. What do you really believe? Do you really believe that everything you put your hand to prospers? That's what the Bible says. Do you really believe that no weapon formed against you will ever take over? Do you believe that? See, that means now that there's a diagnosis that happens. And what happens with that diagnosis? I'm telling you, the 1-2 punch is, man, the jab is the diagnosis, and the roundhouse punch is the fear that's attached to it. If you pull fear away from disease, or you pull fear away from impending things that are happening in our economy or whatever it is, see, I'll just tell you right now, the idea of our lives is that our future is set, that we are predestined for victory. The predestination that's upon our life is triumph. Paul wrote, but thanks be to God who always caused us to triumph in Christ. Always. Let me say always. He always caused us to triumph. But we're predestined to be transformed, okay? And that's what we're talking about tonight, is the transformation of God's word. See, we transmit it over the internet. Man, people watch all over the country. But we also look at it, we think, wait a second, but there's a transformation that happens when the word is transmitted into our lives. See, and Nina put it very eloquently, the time aspect of this. Why? Because the way God operates, and I'm telling you, will always operate, is seed, time, and harvest. See, the seed is the word that's sown. The word that you receive in your heart. How many of you guys tonight are ready to receive God's word? Can I see your hands? Well, let me tell you, that seed will not return void of power. The Bible says the promise of God is it will always perform and be powerful in the way God intended it. It won't return to him void of power. It will do what God intended it to do. In the beginning was the Word was with God. Listen, John 1:1, the Word was God. See, you want a word of the Lord? Let me just tell you, it's right there in your Bible. And the third point from last Sunday is you've got to invest in yourself. And can I be real honest with you? That's what the tithe is. Do you really think God needs your money? Do you really think, no, listen, you're here and I can't get ahead of myself. I've got some great points that I want to make in a few minutes. But I've got to build to them. I need some dramatic music right now, that like Jaws music, that you know that shark's circling you, and man, he's going to take a big chomp out of your boat, Jeremy. Okay, how about that? How about that for a build up? But the idea of this is the tithe. When I give to the poor, When I give a year-end gift at the church, see, I encourage everybody in this room to give a year-end gift. You know why? That's what wealthy people do. And you'll say, well, I could only give $100, I could only give $1,000, I could only give $10. I don't think the amount matters to God. I think it's your heart. See, that's why the tithe isn't 10 bucks. It's 10%. God uses percentages. Why? Those percentages determine where our heart goes, the piece of the pie that we give God. See, and then it gets to the point. I mean, how many of you guys received a contribution letter via email this week. Anybody in here? I got one. I was shocked at how much money we gave this year already. But I'm also bracing myself for what Sandy wants to do at the end of the year, because she's competitive and she wants to jump whoever might be ahead of us. So I have to close down the business office the last week of December so Sandy can't get to those figures, because it ends up costing us a lot of money. But the point is, we do that. I say that jokingly, okay? We love to give and we live to give. And we want to give more than anybody gives. I mean, that's the competitive nature again that comes up. But see, why? Because we're investing in ourselves. See, the idea of this, when you tithe, when you give, man, what happens when you tithe? Heaven opens up above your life. Is there anybody in here that has a problem with an open heaven above your life? No, no. No, I'd rather just scratch and claw through life. No, I'd rather just eke out an existence. No. Man, Jesus has promised us a life, and that life is more abundant than anything the world could offer. See, there's a surety that no matter what happens in our economy, no matter what happens anywhere in the world, it's not going to have a drastic negative effect on your life. Why? Everything you put your hand to prospers. See, and you look at it, and you think, well, but I don't want to make, I've heard people say, I don't want to make more money to put me in a different tax bracket. What is the Bible says, man, render under Caesar what Caesar's, render under God what's God's. And you know what? All God does is supplies all your need. And that's the very promise of God. And your giving and your tithe, please look at it as an investment. An investment in your life, an investment in your home, an investment in your children and their children. See, there's legacy aspects to this. Otherwise, man, some of you guys in here are single parents. And you got to deal with childcare, and you got to deal with expenses that other people don't. And the devil, I'm telling you, the devil's going to use the spirit of mammon to speak to your life, and it's always going to be doom and gloom and negative. It always is. See, the key points here, we have to give our life to Jesus. And you know what? I want to amend that a little bit tonight. You got to give your thought life to Jesus. Give how you think. Give your mindset to Jesus. Man, that's what you're learning, is it, Raul? You've got to give the way you think to Jesus. You got to give your thoughts to him. You got to bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. Man, I'm giving you, God, I'm giving you my life, and I'm giving you my thought life tonight. You've got to get in the Word. You've got to settle in the Word. See, there's too many people that, you get in it, and you know what? We read it like a novel. We're forgetful here. Man, Kennedy, our daughter Kennedy, that's 23 years old, she can read books and read them. And if she doesn't have a new book, she'll just grab a book and reread it. And honestly, she's done that since she was probably 10 years old. And I'd always think, and I mean, she's reading books that are the novels that are this thick. And she's a little kid; she reads them in a day. So she'll stay up all night reading a book. And I'll think, how could she do that? And then she rereads them a year later, and I'm like, what are you kidding me? I can't go to a movie a second time. I've already seen it. And then you know what? I'll see it a second time and I've forgotten most of it. Well, see, that can't happen in the Word. Man, we've got to get in the Word and fall in love with the Word. And you know what? And when I say fall in love, it's not a feeling, it's a decision. I decide I'm gonna love the Word. So I'm gonna get in the Word, I'm gonna settle in it, and that's where I'm gonna live my life. I'm living my life right there in God's Word, and that's going to be the honey hole of my life. I'm telling you, nobody's going to get out in front of me. I'm going to run my race as one who wins. I'm going to stay out in front. And you know what? I'm going to receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Because with the Holy Spirit, you get power. And the Bible, that word power is dunamis, and it's where we get our word dynamite. Man, it's a blast. See, the idea on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come in the second chapter of Acts, and the Holy Spirit came upon them in the upper room, and the Bible says a rushing mighty wind. You know why? They didn't have the understanding that we do today. It was a sonic boom. The Holy Spirit came into that sonic boom and lit them all up. The Bible says cloven tongues of fire rested upon each one of them. Man, why? That's a power. And the power, it didn't mean that, man, their quads and their glutes and their biceps and their triceps got stronger. No, you know what? They got stronger. The word came into their heart. The promise of God came into their heart by God's Holy Spirit and lit up their tongue. Why? Because the tongue's the strongest thing that we have in our life. Why? Because we can speak life or we can speak death. Man, that's why you got to settle in the word in your mind, in your mindset. Why? Because you're going to say what you're thinking. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. You've got to live your life and praise the name of Jesus. Man, you get an unexpected bill. You have a blowout of a tire on the road, and it was unexpected. Your washing machine goes out. Let me just tell you something. Man, you're going to say, man, what? You're not going to say, God, why is all this happening to me? You know why? Because David even said that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. But you know what? It's how we react and respond to it. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you. See, that's what determines us as overcomers and as believers. Oh my gosh. See, we've got to look at this. See, the idea of the Guts Girls giveaway for Christmas. The idea is there's going to be people that are going to be pulling into the Quick Trip gas station, and they're going to be, and you know what? They're going to have thoughts that God has passed them by, that God has neglected them, that it's not real in their lives, that things don't work out in their lives, and they're going to pull up to that gas pump, and somebody's going to walk up and hand them a Quick Trip gift card and tell them to go pay, and we'll pump it for you. Why are you doing this? It's because, well, you know, our church is just doing this for Christmas. We're just blessing people. And you know what? It's going to change how they think about God, about his loving kindness, about his faithfulness. Man, God's going to show up in people's lives. Man, it's not just a few people. It's going to happen. The repercussive impact is going to be dynamic. But you know what? No matter what we're going through, we've got to lift up. We've got to praise the name of Jesus. Again, because there's power in our tongue. And that name that's above every name. That name that every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess. The idea of this is there's power. You know, it's interesting because I went to a local church meeting last night and saw Jabin Chavez, and it was a great job. I saw many of you guys there last night. Love what God's doing down there. But I came home and Sandy's watching The Voice. She paid a bunch of bills and done a bunch of stuff around the house, and she had recorded The Voice. She was watching it. Well, she said, Bill, you've got to watch this. And she fast-forwarded this girl that was singing Break Every Chain. And I'm telling you, the audience, the four judges, the host went crazy. And every one of them said, you just took us to church. And the whole idea is there's a different power in this than just vocal range and carrying a tune. That it's life to those who find it. Man, it's powerful in people's lives. I was thinking about those judges and the chains that are on their lives. It's like here, it breaks every chain. Now there's an opportunity. Why? Because they're going crazy. They're lifting their hands. They're saying stuff. And Sandy quoted that verse. She said every tongue has to confess and every knee has to bow. And see, why? Because there's a power, because we praise his name. And then just finally, I'll just tell you how this is all wrapped up in a nice, neat bow as we tithe and we give. And we just make a decision to do it. And you know what? And we don't try to figure out if we can afford it. We just absolutely do it because that's who we are. Man, we're a generous people. We're not tightwads. We're not looking to gain the whole world and lose our soul. I'm telling you, we're going to trust God and his word. That if you do this, try me now on this, then I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing you're unable to receive. Hey, you guys ready for some good news? I'll rebuke the devourer from the midst of you. Your fruit won't fall immature from the vine. You'll be called a delightful land. Turn your Bibles to Luke, the 16th chapter, Luke 16, 9. Man, convince yourself that you're ready to get in the word tonight. Luke 16, 9, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, you may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is in the least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what's the least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you trust of true riches? And if you've not been faithful in what's another man's, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. And this is going to be the punch. And I'm telling you, man, the enemy's going to be ducking you when you leave here tonight. No servant can serve two masters, for either he'll hate one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Man, we shouldn't look at this passage regarding money, okay? Because there's one time in the Word. The word mammon's used four times in the Scriptures. But there's one time in the Word where the Bible says, like I would expect, okay, if we were just novices and we just knew a little bit about God, that verse would say, well, you can't serve God and the devil. Or you can't serve God and sickness. Or you can't serve God and unforgiveness. But the one time that God delineates, man, that it's this against this, it's God and mammon. And see, this is protective of our hearts. And I'll tell you why. As much as anything, the spirit of the world that's on our money speaks to us. I mean, it really does. We've got a credit card in our wallet, so, man, I need this and I need it now. I can't afford that. Where do you think those thoughts come from? That's the spirit of the world, that's mammon, that's trying to speak from your finances. See, your money talks. And we have to understand this. He's talking about what we give our life to, what we serve, God and mammon. I'll never be able to live like that. Some of you guys may have those kind of thoughts. How am I going to make it through this time? I mean, all that church wants is my money. Has anybody ever heard that? Because I want to address that tonight, okay? How many of you guys have heard it and maybe you've said it? So I'm going to combine the two. So you might be saying, no, I've just heard it. I've never said something like that. But how many of you guys have heard or said, all that church wants is my money? Can I see your hands? How many of you guys have gotten a bill from the church? No, for real. I want to send you a bill. I want to write you a letter and say, how much money do you make? Oh, you make 20 grand a year? Well, send me a check for $2,000. See, but that isn't how it happens. See, why? Because mammon speaks, our money speaks. See, what that is that's mammon that's saying, all they care about is your money. Really? Are you kidding me? Do you understand? This is the only place on the planet, that you are served, that you are handed things, you are entertained, and we're not charging you. The church doesn't charge you a penny. It makes no sense at all, none at all, that we would buy, anybody would buy into the lie that all the church cares about your money. All the church cares about is those rich people. Look, those rich people get good seats. Look, those rich people get and the bottom line, I'm telling you, that's mammon that's speaking. That's the spirit of the world that's lying to everybody. And we all have to deal with it. Man, I'm so glad that my kids were raised in the word of faith in this church. Because it came back on us. And I'll tell you, there's been a few times that we've been driving and going to do something and something's mentioned, and my response will be something that doesn't reflect the prosperity of God and the generosity and the greatness of God. And one of my kids will say, Dad, you know, that's poverty. I'll be like, you six-year-old little snot. But I'll tell you, man, the checks and balances, because that's how easy it slips into our lives. Man, what are they going to do with that money? See, the bottom line is this. What I've learned in doing this for almost 26 years, and our anniversary service is December 9th this year, so please make note of that in your calendar. But what I've learned is the money's going to come. The resources to do what God's called us to do, He's going to take responsibility for it. He just wants to use us. Why? Because as you give, as you tithe, you're investing in yourself. It goes into an account in heaven with your name on it. And when you come upon a need, you could draw upon that account. See, most of what is recorded in the Bible that is from Jesus is about money. Because there's a spirit of mammon that's on money. The spirit of the world, the Antichrist. And you know, all he's doing is saying, listen, man, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it like the heathen do. We could surely pray about your financial situation in here tonight. And honestly, I'm glad to. It's an honor for me to. But the real issue is where we put our trust. The real issue is who we serve. You can't serve God and mammon. And Jesus goes so far as to tell us, look, you're going to love one and hate the other. Wow. You're going to be loyal to one and despise the other. Wow. It's how we think. So that's why we go back to how I started the service Sunday. I started the service tonight. You give your life to Jesus. You get in the Word and live your life there. You receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the splendor of the Holy Spirit, the miraculous ability that comes into our life because we're filled with His Spirit. We praise His name no matter what we're going through. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, because it's a test of your faith, and the testing of your faith produces patience. Now listen, and let patience have its perfect work, that you'll be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That's exactly what the Word says, lacking nothing. Why? You count it all joy. You know what? I believe that comes to being a church, and not just being here, but truly being the church, bringing people, ministering to people when you're here. Not just going to the usual place where you go with the usual people, but you find somebody maybe that's a little bit lonely. You find somebody that maybe you're not going to invite them to your house or on vacation with you. Do you understand how many people in 2018 came into this church hopeless and left with very little hope? They might have gained a little bit of hope from the platform, but very little other hope. Man, we think it's okay to let people just leave this service tonight and briskly walk to their truck, get in their truck and leave. And what's changed in their life? What chains are still keeping them bound? What aspect of the enemy's arsenal has still got them in a chokehold? Man, how many people in this room are grieving the loss of a loved one? Man, I know I ran into a guy in the last year that was leaving the church. I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "I'm making it." Come on, man, you're leaving church. It's got to be more than you're making it. He said, "Yeah, but you know, my dog died. And I haven't talked about it." I thought, you know what? We don't care that his dog died. We care that our dog died. But that guy left with his heart heavy because of his dog. And we'll think, hey, get over it, dude. Go get another one. Most days I'll give you mine. I'll rent Hottie Toddy out. I'll rent her. You don't know what people are going through. Man, I look at people in this room, people that I'm incredibly proud. I'm proud of you for being here on the second row tonight. I mean, I'm proud of you. I don't know what that's like. I haven't experienced what you've experienced, and man, I'm gonna gut it out. I'm gonna make myself go, whether I feel like it or not. But you know what? How many other people are here that are like that? You lost your job. Oh, you'll get another one. No, it's traumatic in people's lives. And we're here, listen. And this is a whole nother message. But we're here to be repairers of the breach. Think about that. What's the percentage of people that come in here and there's a breach between them and the promise of God? Them and the life of God. And you know what? We're here to repair that breach. So that step isn't them trying to dive and grab a hold of something and make it. No, you know what? Let's repair that breach to where it's just a simple step that anybody can do it. Because we all have the areas of our life where we're fragile. I know I get up here and, man, I'm bold and I'm direct and I can speak the word. But I'm telling you, there's things people say to me that it knocks my knees out from under me. I'm like, what in what parallel dadgum universe do you think it's right to say that to somebody? But I'm sure I've done it as well. See, because we never know what people are going through. Man, with all the racial discussion in our country, I still don't think we know what people of color, white, black, brown, what people go through. I don't know that we do. And you know what? The bad thing about it is, I think we're supposed to care. I think I'm supposed to care what you're going through. I think that the reason we're here is to give people a hand up. Man, if this is the level that God's called you to live your life, there isn't anyone in this room. You and I can't get you onto this level if you just let me get a. If I could just grab a hand, I could get you a hand up. You're having a hard time in your marriage. Man, sometimes marriage is really easy. Sometimes marriage is super hard. Because people go through things, different things. Because marriage, let me tell you, the political debate. Marriage is a man and a woman. Well, yeah. We're from different planets. But you know what? That's why God gave us the church. Because you look around and, oh my gosh, man, the perfect marriage sitting right here in the front row. And they're both there looking at me thinking, if you only knew. Because we're in this together. We're just helping people with a hand up. See, but stop. But mammon's going to speak to people so that we don't do that. Man, I want you blessed in your life. I want you blessed so that you can give. Because all that does is compound blessing in your life and bless it more. And then it gets to a point, Joel and I just talked about this yesterday, where it's some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. It's like, oh my gosh. Man, that's why mammon's so loud. That's why mammon's so desperate to deceive us. Because what if you got into a 100-fold return on the investment you're making in your life? Oh my gosh. That's a dadgum windfall. Because what that does is that doubles 100 times. It doesn't just multiply by 100. The concept of a fold is that when you fold a piece of paper, you have 2 halves. You fold it again, you have 4 quarters. You fold it again, you have 8 it's in eighths, then it's in sixteenths, then it's in 30 seconds. And I'm telling you, you do that 100 times, it's a bajillion. I believe there's a breakthrough for people tonight. And I want to be true to my word. I want to pray for your finances. Now listen, remember what I said. It's not about how much money you make. It's not about your income. Don't let your money speak to you anymore. How many of you guys heard that tonight? How many of you guys heard that tonight, that you're not going to let your money speak to you anymore? You're not going to let your money lie to you or deceive you, that you can't afford things. Man, the Bible says this: delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. God, I thank you tonight for every person in this room, everyone standing, everyone on the internet tonight. God, I pray a move of your spirit tonight, God. We've given our lives to you. God, we've chosen to trust your word, not what we see and not how we feel. God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit has come into our life. God, I ask you to fill every person in this room afresh with your Holy Spirit. So this is your first time or your 10th time, it doesn't matter. Receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit right now in your life. The power, wonder-working power in your life in the name of Jesus. Open your heart, receive the Holy Spirit. And now what we're going to do is we're going to seal this in song tonight. And go to that song. Go ahead. We're going to seal this tonight with this song. We're going to praise the name of Jesus. See, when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, it changes how we think. It changes every bit of dynamic that we have in our lives. Your kingdom come. Now lift your voice. Lift your voice and seal this promise tonight.
Spirit of God, for fish.
God wants us to be right here.
For the Spirit of the Lord is here.
He's here, right here, right now.
The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now.
Overflow and abundance in your life in the name of Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Promotions and raises and found money.
The evidence is all.
In your work,
for the Spirit of the Lord,
in the court system, the favor of God,
the evidence is all around, and that the Spirit of the Lord is here, yes, overflowing this place, fill our hearts with your love, your love.
So much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.